Dick Thornburgh was a prosecutor's prosecutor for 6 years as a United States attorney for Western Pennsylvania. A tough-minded crime buster, winning an unprecedented number of convictions for corruption and against members of organized crime. While at the Department of Justice, he founded the Public Integrity Section, which investigates and prosecutes corrupt federal, state, and local officials. He served 2 years as the head of the Criminal Division and briefly as acting Deputy Attorney General. Dick proved himself an able manager while serving as governor of Pennsylvania, one our fourth largest state. And there he reinstituted the death penalty and won tough mandatory jail terms for violent and repeat criminals. He was in the forefront of the war against drugs, cracking down on drug traffickers, and creating preventive education programs for Pennsylvania school children. At the end of his term, the state's serious crime rate had dropped 17%. I could always count on Governor Thornburgh's help, whether in the fight against big spending and high taxes or for balancing the budget and the line item veto. I could count on him then, and I'm turning to him now, an intelligent, knowledgeable man, an experienced prosecutor, alumnus of the Justice Department, and former governor. He said once that the first civil right of all Americans, right to be free from fear in our homes, on our streets, and in our communities. Nothing could be more true, and that cause could have no greater champion than Dick Thornburgh. Bill Choi, Attorney General, and I urge the Senate to move quickly to confirm him as well as our other Justice Department nominees so that they can roll up their sleeves and get back to work, or get to work enforcing the laws of the land.
Why is the Attorney General stepping down when no criminality was proved against him and no charges placed?
I think that's a question he'd better answer for you, and I think he would.
Why do you think he did?
Well, I think it was personal reasons after all that he'd been through and with his family in mind.
Mr. President, there are some conservatives who are going to say you're bringing the Harvard Yard Boutique into your own administration. What are you going to say to conservatives?
I think I would just answer them, the more governors I can get into the federal government, the better off the nation will be.
Mr. President, what are you going to do about Nicaragua kicking out against our diplomats, sir?
Look, Richard Thornburgh is here, and he has a statement.
You're going to sit by and let Nicaragua do that?
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to extend my appreciation to you for extending to me the great honor and privilege of your appointment as Attorney General of the United States. It's a challenge that I accept. I look forward to returning to the Department of Justice, where I served very fulfilling and fruitful 8 years of my career as a United States Attorney and as Assistant Attorney General in charge of the Criminal Division. I look forward as well to helping to implement the priorities of the Reagan-Bush administration, especially in the field of law enforcement and administration of criminal justice. I'm confident that the experience I had as governor for 8 years of one of our major states will serve me and you and the people of this country well in accepting this challenge, and I appreciate it very much.
Mr. President, could you just tell us what you're planning to do about Nicaragua? They've kicked out our diplomats, accused us of state terrorism. What can the United States
that
do?
That is under discussion right now.
You want more legal aid?
I have to move on here to another engagement, but Governor Thornburgh has kindly agreed that you have some questions for him.
Aren't you going to send some response to Nicaragua? Are we going to do something about their diplomats?
A question from Andre Mitchell about the situation that developed overnight in Nicaragua, where the American ambassador and other members of the American embassy staff were kicked out. According to the Nicaraguan foreign minister, Miguel Descoto, they were kicked out because they had been inciting violence. They had appeared at a large demonstration as spectators over the weekend.